Now, at the same time, English is the undisputed global language. Could there be a connection? Well, I don't know. But I do know that I've seen a lot of changes. When I first came out to the Gulf, I came to Kuwait in the days when it was still a hardship post. Actually, not that long ago. That is a little bit too early. But nevertheless, I was recruited by the British Council along with about 25 other teachers, and we were the first non-Muslims to teach in the state schools there in Kuwait. We were brought to teach English because the government wanted to modernize the country and to empower the citizens through education. And of course, the UK benefited from some of that lovely oil wealth. Okay, now, this is the major change that I've seen, how teaching English has morphed from being a mutually beneficial practice to becoming a massive international business that it is today. No longer just a foreign language on the school curriculum, and no longer the sole domain of Mother England. It has become a bandwagon for every English-speaking nation on earth. And why not? After all, the best education, according to the latest World University rankings, is to be found in the universities of the UK and the US. So everybody wants to have an English education, naturally.